Hello everyone, welcome to our midweek service. I'm happy that you can join me, and we will be having a wonderful time as we fellowship over the Word of God. Before we begin, siguro po, manalangin tayo muna. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, that you're not limited with location, Lord. That even though we are in our separate homes, that we can still be together, Lord. To be embraced, Lord, by your truth. Your Word is truth. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to teach us, Lord, your ways as we are in this situation. May we be so changed by your word very beautifully that we would live out the truth, live out the gospel, ever regardless of our situation. Kayo po nawa ang magturo sa amin ngayong gabi, Panginoong Diyos. At nawa, Lord, you'd give us a wonderful time together, and may we be encouraged, may we be edified, but most of all, Lord, may you be glorified. This is our heart's cry in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and Amen. Again, salamat po sa pagsaming sa akin. We are continuing our study on the book of Exodus, and we have been learning a lot. The last time we were together, we were looking at that section of Exodus wherein we saw an overarching theme. And there was an overarching theme, and the theme was like a call to remember. As the last and final plague was at hand, God wanted Israel to remember a few things. He wants us, listening and reading and studying this section of Scripture, to be remembering as well. Napansin natin na meron pong pagkatawag ng alalahanin ang substitute. But there was a call to remember the substitute. Remember, as the Lord Himself said, that I myself, the Lord Himself, would go out and to pour judgment on the land. May pangailangan po ng lamb. There was a need for a spotless lamb, an unblemished lamb. Para saan po yun? Upang sa ganun yung dugo ng kordero na ito, ng tupa na ito, na walang bahid dungis, ay ilalagay sa mga poste at hamba ng pintuan. That the blood of this spotless lamb, this substitute, would be placed on the doorpost and lintel of the house. Para saan? Para sa ganun, if the angel of death sees that the door is with blood, then he will pass over, sparing those who are inside the house. At sabi natin, ito po ay nagpapakita sa atin ng Panginoong Diyos, si Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon, pointing to Him as the spotless lamb, our substitute. Nakita rin natin that there was a call to remember the severity, yung bigat, the gravity of the situation, and also the mercy of God, the severity of God's judgment upon Egypt, and the mercy and grace of God upon Israel. Sabi natin, as God was pouring down and pouring out His judgment, both nation was being judged. Ang pagkakaiba lang ng Israel was that there was a substitute na nagbayad ng kanilang paghahatol. Egypt, on the other hand, doesn't have a substitute. Kaya sabing ganun po, di po ba? There was a cry. No, a great cry. Isang panaghoy, isang kalunos-lunos, kahabag-habag na pangitain na sabing gano'n, that they have never seen before, nor would they ever see again. It was a showcasing of the severity of the judgment of God upon Egypt. But we also saw that it was a showcasing of God's grace and mercy upon Israel because of the virtue of that spotless lamb. Na kita rin natin, there was a call to remember how God delivered Israel. And this, we were discussing, it was an exaggerated obedience. Exaggerated siya in such a way that as people go back, as people look back into the history of the Passover, they would see it was an act of God. Hindi natin nakita na naawa ang Pharaoh and then decided to let them go. We saw plague after plague after plague. 9, in fact. Now, we see the 10th plague at hand. 10 plagues, pero hindi nag-concede ang Pharaoh, telling us that he was hardening his heart. As God hardened his heart, God was just sealing his already hardened heart. At sabi natin, mga kapatid, it was an exaggerated obedience kasi they will be driven out. They will not be allowed to go out. They will be driven out. In fact, the language in the last portion that we were looking at, even the Egyptians were pressuring the Pharaoh, paalisin mo na sila, otherwise we would all die. At sabi natin, to make that exaggerated obedience more exaggerated, Israel was going out of Egypt a wealthy nation. Kasi dahil nagkaroon ng pabor ang Panginoong Diyos sa kanila, and therefore we saw how the Egyptians were giving them wealth. They plundered Egypt. And to make to add insult to injury, we saw nung pinapalaya sila ng Pharaoh, go out, go now. Go with your with everyone. Sabing ganun, go and bless me also. Right? So as we continue our study tonight, we'll be looking at chapter 13. But to look at the context, let's pick up from where we left at chapter 12, verse 43. 12:43, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is the statute of the Passover. Pause tayo sandali. If we would have a quiz, if you would be tested, if you would be asked, when was the law given to Israel? Sige nga po, when was the law given to Israel? Some would say, it was given in Exodus 20, wherein we saw God giving them the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. Some would say, it was in Deuteronomy, when the second copy was given to them. Remember, sa sobrang galit ni Moses, nabasag yung tablets of stone. Well, that is right, but not actually right. Because in the giving of the Decalogue, we see God formally giving them laws, giving Israel laws to live by. But here, we see that prior to the giving of the Decalogue, prior to the giving of the Ten Commandments, there was a law already, a statute, instructions. And this time, it pertains to the Passover. This is the statute of the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but every slave that is bought for money may eat of it after you have circumcised him. No foreigner or hired worker may eat of it. It shall be eaten in one house. You shall not take any of the flesh outside the house, and you shall not break any of its bones. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. If a stranger shall sojourn with you and would keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. Then he may come near and keep it. He shall be as a native of the land. But no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. There shall be one law for the native and for the stranger who sojourns among you. Sabi natin, along with the Israelites were non-Israelites, non-Jews. They are, they go back all the way from Abraham. Kung paanong biniyayaan ng Panginoon Diyos si Abraham, and given wealth, and kasama po dun are slaves. And they too procreated, they too grew in number. And we see that perhaps these non-Jews, these non-Israelites saw yung kapangyarihan ni Yahweh. They perhaps were comparing ang Diyos ng mga Egyptyo at ang Diyos ng Hudyo, and they saw, wow, ito talaga yung totoong Diyos. And they perhaps were convinced, and they perhaps saw the mighty hand of God and just wanted the blessing that they saw in the nation Israel. At sabi ng Panginoong Diyos through Moses that they too, if they want to observe this new festival, this festival being instituted by God, this Passover, pointing to the redemptive act of God, pwede nilang gawin, but only if they would adhere and they bear the covenant sign of circumcision. Before any male could eat the Passover, before any male can observe this festival, they need to undergo circumcision. Ang sinasabi sa atin po rito sa talatang ito, this is section na ito, It's a demonstration, listen, of their faith. Hindi yung pag-observe ng Passover rituals and rites ang nag pahintulot sa kanila, ang gumawa sa kanila na maging katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon. It's not doing the rites that made them acceptable to God. No, it was their faith by virtue of having that covenant sign of circumcision, faith in the promise of God that made them acceptable. So, sabing ganun, if you are a non-Jew and you wanted to celebrate and commemorate and just glory in this glorious God, you can, but only if you become circumcised. In verse 50, we see all the people of Israel did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. Sabi natin, if we would look at the history of Israel, what is Israel known for? Grumbling, murmuring, diba? Reclamador. They were rebellious. They were known for being disobedient. But here we see they obeyed God, perfectly obeyed God. It reads, people of Israel did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So we are being shown, and the obedience of the nation is being highlighted. Verse 51, on that very day, the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, that glorious day. Now we go to chapter 13. And in chapter 13 up to chapter 15, there is also an overarching theme. It seems to tell us that God is showing them and us that there is none like Yahweh, that there is none like God. In chapter 13, you would see that God is cannot be compared to any other. In what manner? Chapter 13 tells us that God is none like other because of His faithfulness. So chapter 13, we'll be looking at the faithfulness of God. Wala siyang katulad because of His faithfulness. Right? In verse 1 to 16 of chapter 13, let's just lay down the outline for chapter 13. I'm not sure if we can finish everything, but let's see. In verse 1 to 16, we see Yahweh's faithfulness is backed up by His mighty hand, meaning this faithful one is also a powerful one who has the might, who has the strength, who has the power to pursue and make do and fulfill all His promises. In verse 17 to 19, we would see Yahweh's faithfulness as seen in His wisdom. As seen in His wisdom. In verse 20 to 22, we would see Yahweh's faithfulness as seen in His presence. Let's now go to our first heading, chapter 13, verse 1 to 16. I hope you have your Bibles with you. In chapter 13, verse 1 to 16, there is a repeated phrase. Meron pong repeated phrase. In fact, apat na beses sa section na ito, nakita natin ang repeated phrase na ito. Look at verse 3. We read, "For by a strong hand, the Lord brought you out from this place." Look at verse 9. "For with a strong hand, the Lord has brought you out of Egypt." Look at verse 14. "By a strong hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery." Now look at verse 16. "For by a strong hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt." What is the overarching theme of this section? Talking about the faithfulness of God. God indeed is faithful, but He also has the might to back up, to fulfill His steadfast love, His chesed. Right? Tingnan natin yung verse 1 ulit. "The Lord said to Moses, 'Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine.'" Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos. Napansin natin, closely linked with the account of Israel's release, yung Passover, yung paglaya nila sa pagkaalipin sa Israel, is the consecration, is the setting apart of the firstborn of Israel. Napansin natin yan kasi sa preceding section natin, yung mga naunang section, sabi nga, di ba, 1251, that very day, pointing to the Passover. Sa verse 3 ng chapter 13, sabi, "this day." Tapos sa verse 4, today, and all of which are referring to the Passover. So, nakita natin na kadikit na kadikit ng pagliligtas ng Panginoon at pagpapalain ng Panginoon sa kanila sa bayang Hipsyo o Hipto is the consecration or the setting apart of the firstborn. The firstborn of Egypt had died. The gods of Egypt had always claimed that the firstborn were theirs. Ano nakit natin dito? The Lord brought death to the firstborn sons of Egypt. Pero pinreserve niya yung buhay ng mga firstborn ng mga Israelita. And now, we see God claiming the firstborn of Israel as His own. And again, friends, this is pointing to Yahweh's faithfulness. Ba't natin nasabi yan? Nalala niyo po nung chapter 4 ng Exodus, nung tinawag si Moses? Again, we already have discussed this, but let me just mention this again. When God was calling Moses, di ba, the burning bush, hindi pa siya nakakapunta sa Egypt. In fact, there was a different a Pharaoh then. Di ba, sabi nga, namatay na yung mga gusto mong pumatay sa'yo. What was God's call to Moses? Exodus 4:22-23. Then you will say to Pharaoh, this is what Yahweh says, Israel is my, what? Firstborn son. I told you, let my son go, so that he may worship me, but you refuse to let him go. Now I will kill your firstborn son. So yung general principle is set forth in verse 2. Lahat ng panganay, every firstborn male, both of man and beasts, belongs to the Lord. Dapat silang iset apart. What do you mean by that? To consecrate, to set them apart from common use for holy purposes. All throughout scripture, makita natin yung ganitong kalakaran ng Panginoon Diyos. Didn't He set apart the seventh day for rest, for Sabbath? Didn't He set apart the tabernacle by which that is the place wherein God will dwell and be with His people? The tribe of Levi was set apart para sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon Diyos. Dito sa puntong ito, nakita natin the firstborn also are being set apart. And friends, gusto ko makita natin yung pag-set apart ng Panginoong Diyos sa mga firstborn is not because or is not connected with His being the creator. Ako ang creator, kayo creature, so akin kayo. No. In fact, it was based on the fact that He has already set apart. Diba? Yung katapatan ng Diyos na sa Exodus 4 pa lamang. In fact, going all the way back to Genesis, that He has chosen this nation, this people. Therefore, we see them being sanctified, being set apart. Hindi dahil sa 10th plague, hindi dahil sa deliverance dahil sa Egypt, but because God has adopted them as His firstborn, then now He is delivering them. He is rescuing them. Look at verse 3 of chapter 13. Then Moses said to the people, remember this day which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. Again, God is faithful. God is powerful. Let's go on. No leavened bread shall be eaten. Today, in the month of Abib, you are going out. And when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, which He swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. No leavened bread shall be seen with you, and no leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory. Again, this is a repetition of what we saw and discussed 2 chapters earlier. This is repetitive of what we discussed 2 chapters back. Anong punto? It was mentioned 2 chapters ago. It's being mentioned now. What's sandwiched in between is the call to make it significant. Bigyan ng importansya itong pagpapalaya ng Panginoong Diyos sa kanila. And the point is God pointing to remembering the mighty hand of God, faithful, Yahweh, setting them free from the bondage from Egypt. Pansin natin yung language. Tingnan niyo ulit yung verse 5. And when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, napansin din po ninyo, it reads when, not if. So it is certain. This will happen. In fact, nakita natin na as they are about to go out of Egypt, napansin natin, last time we were together, may tatlong bagay na pangako ang Diyos na na-fulfill niya. As they are about to leave Egypt, there are three promises that they are that God has fulfilled. In Genesis 15:14, we see that God promised the nation that they would be leaving the land wealthy. They would be rich. Nakit natin, the promise was fulfilled, and that only by God's grace. That's only by God's grace, for He gave them favor in the sight of Israel or Egypt, diba? Second, the promise na fulfill is in Genesis 12:2. Ano ba yung promise ng Panginoon kay Abraham? That he would be a great nation, a big nation. Naalala niyo po nung unang pumasok ang bayang ito sa Egypt by virtue of the blessing of Joseph, Zephaniah. Originally, only 70 people came in Egypt. And now we see dito sa puntong ito, 600,000 men. Sabi natin, kung may isang asawa itong isang to, isang lalaki, tas may anak, pero sabi natin, hindi lang pwedeng isang anak. Kasi diba, ang reklamo nga ng Pharaoh is that they are growing in numbers. So, isama pa natin yung mga slaves nila. Some commentators believe that that day left 3 million people. There that day were a people 3 million strong going out of Egypt. Na-fulfill ng Panginoon Diyos. Sabi rin natin sa Genesis 12 pa rin, there was a promise that through the seed of Abraham, all nations will be blessed. Nakit natin, di po ba? There were non-Jews. There were people who are not Israelites who are with them. So, the faithfulness of God being highlighted in this section, right? So, tinatin ulit yung kwento. Verse 8 of chapter 13. You shall tell your son on that day, it is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, and ano po yung theme, the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this statute as it is appointed time from year to year. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, when the Lord brings you, not if, as He swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all the first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, what does this mean? You shall say to him, by a strong hand, that's our theme again, the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my son I redeem. It shall be as a mark on your hands or frontlets between your eyes, for by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. They were to explain to their children that they eat unleavened bread and set apart the firstborn of the Lord because of what He has done. And pay attention, friends. Sabing ganon, they are to explain it and explain it in such a way that explain it that what the Lord has done to them personally. You see that? It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. Likewise, in verse 14 and 16, subsequent generations would be taught that God brought us out, tayo, out of Egypt. And napakaganda nun. Labas tayo ng konti sa context ng ating pinag-aralan, and let's talk about our own Passover. With our own redemption, we saw that how we passed over from death to life, darkness to light. We saw that it was a personal decision. Tama po ba? It was a personal realization by God's grace of our own sinfulness and our need for a Savior. And when we, by God's amazing, beautiful grace, were saved, we now have that desire in our hearts. Diba? To be with other believers and just all together shout out God's fame in bringing us out, saving all of us, bring us out from out of death to life, from darkness unto light. Beautiful. And in relation to what God commanded Israel to tell their kids about this redemptive act of God, diba meron din tayong responsibilidad sa ating mga anak? We too have that responsibility with our kids. And that is our desire. That is our prayer for our kids to see that yung ating pananampalataya to be true, to be real, personally, in me. To speak volumes to their hearts of the faithfulness of God. Upang sa ganon, by God's grace, we, are the entire household, can glory in how God saved all of us. Right? And that's beautiful. This Sunday po, we will be having communion. And I'll be encouraging every household to do it with your families. And I pray that we would be intentional in sharing our kids, sharing with them the truth about what we are remembering. Para saan ba yon? What we're remembering in the Lord's Supper. Perfect time po yon para i-share sa kanilang gospel. And if they're believers already, well, perfect time to remind them of the gospel. Kung paanong tayo slaves nung unang panahon, but God rescued us. That we were deserving of the angel of death, but God passed over us. Paano nangyari yun? Because of Christ. Because of Christ. Tell it to them. Remind them. Share the gospel with your kids. And tell them of the marriage supper. In the future, at one day, tayo upo sa banquet table ng ating hari, at napakaganda nun. Na mas maganda pa yan sa mga pangarap nating lahat para sa kanila. Tell them na ito'y nangyari, nakapangyari iyon sa buhay natin by the strong hand of this faithful God. That this faithful God is strong, mighty to save. Friends, I don't want us to miss this. Meron po tayong holy responsibility in pointing this out to our kids, in teaching our kids, in gospelizing our kids. Right? I hope you won't miss that. And so, may memorial meal given by statutes and instructions coming from the Lord. At sabi ng Panginoon, Israel, you are to observe this every year. Kasi may permanence yun. Kailangan lagi yung pagdating nyo doon sa bayang pangako, you should and you ought to be observing this. Every year is to be a memorial, to be observed by all. And again, sabi natin, itong observation to, itong commemoration na ito, it has the avenue for them to answer questions. Bakit natin ginagawa ito? Kaya po, kung inyo pong naalala, ang Passover Seder, I think last year we did that. The Passover Seder is a memorial, an observance of the Passover with a lot of questions. Karamihan yan sa program nila, yung mga bata ang nagtatanong. All firstborn male humans Okay, yung females, they are exempted, were to be redeemed or to be bought back at a price. Yung donkey should be bought back or ransomed by a lamb. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng i-sacrifice ang donkey dahil siya ay unclean. So, donkeys cannot be fit to be a sacrificed animal. Oops, sorry. Pero nakita natin, para maiwasan yung pagtanggi, to prevent refusal to follow this command, to ransom their animals, the Jews were to, ayaw mong i-ransom, ayaw mong bayaran, patayin mo yung hayop by breaking their necks. And this points us to the strict observation or strict observance of this ritual. Wala tayong memorial meal. Kapareho nila. But I hope we don't fail to see what is given to Israel even before they go out of Egypt. And this should stop us in our tracks and humble us. What is given to Israel this day is, listen, substitutionary atonement. Not only does the Passover meal point us to the Last Supper and then to the Lord's Supper, but when we find ourselves here in Exodus 13, what we find here is the institution of the substitutionary atonement of God's perfect Lamb. This points to Christ. And it's something that we all embrace, we all glory in, we all boast in. Di po ba? To them, it's a yearly ongoing observance by everyone in Israel. But to us, it was once for all, done for us by grace. That is wonderful. Napansin din natin, ang sabi po ng language, God commanded Israel to redeem, not sacrifice, to redeem their firstborn sons. May requirement na payment. Here we see that someone needs to die for another. That's the image of salvation by substitution made clear. Right? And so, nakakatuwang isipin, ito po ang binigay sa atin ng Panginoon Diyos. Right? And as they instituted the consecration or the consecrating or the setting apart of the firstborn, nakita natin para sa for the sake of righteousness, to fulfill all righteousness that we saw Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to Jerusalem, and they offered turtle doves, two young pigeons, kasi mahirap sila, right? They were so poor that they could not afford a lamb, but nakalimut nila that they were actually holding the perfect lamb. Right? So, nung in-institute ito, every one of them should observe this. But before we go to the next few verses, tingnan natin yung verse 8 ulit. You shall tell your son on that day, it is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. And it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. Talon tayo sa verse 16. It shall be as a mark, para rin yun, sign, a mark, on your hand or frontless between your eyes. For by a strong hand that the Lord brought us out of Egypt. Nakita natin, mga kapatid, kung paanong sumunod ang Israel sa kanilang Panginoon, sa ating Panginoon, as He commanded them. They did as the Lord commanded Moses. The festival was to be a sign for them on the people's hands and a reminder or memorial between their eyes. Ano yung sabihin nun? Pag sinabi lang sa ating mga anak, di ba? When we say to our kids, when we ask them to do something and to do it right, what do we often say? Ako alam ko yung sinasabi ko sa anak ko eh. Use your head. Diba? For example, naghuhugas siya ng plato, tapos nakita ko na hindi maayos ang kanyang paghuhugas, I would often tell her, use your head. I'm not asking her to wash the plates with her head. Alam natin, it's a word picture. We're asking them to think it through, to assess, gamitin mo ang iyong pag-iisip. Use your head. And so what we have here is God using a figure of speech. for them to contemplate on this, to meditate on this, to put them between their eyes, and to bind them in their hands, meaning to do it and live it out. But tayo nag-spend ng time dito. I say this because the Jews have ritualized this and made it literal and made some phylacteries, yung mga kahon, leather na mga kahon na lalagyan nila ng mga memory verses, and they would put it in their heads, put it in their arms. Sabi nila, ito, sinusunod namin itong utos ng Panginoong Diyos. Those leather boxes that they would bind in their arms and on their foreheads became a public display of their religiosity, forgetting the spirit that this is a sign, a memorial. Always remember them and always put them in practice. Mga kapatid, let us not do the same mistake. Let us not do the same mistake of exchanging the external with the true heart of worship. Ang panalangin ko habang tayo nasa extended quarantine, I don't know kung hanggang kailan to, I pray that we are being reminded that God is not impressed with the external. God is not impressed with the rituals, but is pleased with the one who puts the word, God's word, to mind and to heart and to live them out. Napansin natin, mga kapatid, sa first 16 verses, ang katapatan ng ating Panginoon Diyos. Nakita rin natin ang kapangyarihan, ang kalakasan ng ating Panginoon Diyos, that He is faithful, but yet He is also powerful, that God's faithfulness and God's mighty hand to fulfill His purposes is the theme of this section. We also saw the consecration of the firstborn unto God. Jesus was the ultimate firstborn. Let's not forget that. Jesus, the ultimate firstborn, consecrated His whole life to serving the Father. To serving the Father. And amazingly, in order to redeem us, God the Father offered up His own firstborn Son. Now we no longer belong to ourselves, if you have believed in Jesus Christ, but to God. We are now adopted children of God. In a similar but more dramatic and important way, the Passover and the Festival of the Unleavened Bread brought back essential memories of God's strong hand of salvation. We ought to remember that. We are called to remember the work of Christ on our behalf, the Lord's Supper. And again, I'm reminding you, this Sunday we'll be having communion. I pray that you would not just do it just for the sake of doing it. I pray that this will be a memorial. This will be a sign. This will be a testimony of how God saved you. Saved you. And in God's grace, perhaps would save your whole household. In it, we taste and see Jesus' work on our behalf. Kung paano ang Israel looked back on the Passover, we look back to God's work on that cross where the perfect lamb hang, the spotless one, the unblemished substitute, yung walang kabahid-bahid dungis, yung walang kasalanan. And that is glorious. That is glorious. Alalahanin natin kung paanong ang tunay na kalayaan, the true freedom, comes from and in Jesus Christ when He took away our sins. When He took away our sins and gave us His own righteousness. Why? Because He is the Lamb who can provide that total perfection, that total protection from God's judgment. He was the unblemished Lamb. He was the spotless one, chosen before the foundation of the world. He was the Lamb whose bones were not broken. The ultimate Lamb crucified during Passover. This Lamb will apply His blood to your account if you believe in Him. If you believe in Him. Will you recognize your need for a Savior now? Again, friends, I don't want to be naive and assume that everyone watching this video is a believer. You may know Christianese. You may have been exposed to the rituals of Christianity. Pero huwag natin gayahin yung pagkakamali ng mga Hudyo. Especially the Pharisees. They know all the rituals, but they miss the whole point. I don't want you to miss the whole point. And I pray that as we ponder upon this wonderful act of God, pointing to the greatest act of redemption in the person of Jesus Christ, by which everyone who believe in Him will pass over from death to life, from darkness and unto light, we would submit. We would surrender. Will you recognize this today? Will you? If you are from GCF East, you know how to reach me. And I would be willing to talk to you if you are deciding on it. But right now, even right now, in the comforts of your home, cry out to God. Cry out to God. Ask for forgiveness. Call out to Him to save you. Because He can. Because this faithful one is mighty. He is powerful to save you. How can a sinner come into the presence of a holy God? Through a perfect substitute. Through a lamb. Jesus is that lamb. We can come into the presence of a holy God through this unblemished substitute. Salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. Wala na pong iba. Wala nang ibang paraan. Through Jesus who lived the life you could not live and died the death you should have died. Will you trust Him? Will you trust Him now? In a famous sermon, R.G. Lee put it like this: "And the only way I know for any man to escape the sinner's payday is through Christ Jesus, who took the sinner's place upon the cross, becoming for all sinners all that God must judge, that sinners through faith in Christ Jesus might become all that God cannot judge." Si Kristo walang bahid dungis, but by virtue of the substitutional atonement, He became all that sinners that God must judge. That's why we hear Him say, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And through that grace, sinners would have, by faith in Him, might have Christ's perfect righteousness so that they can become all that God cannot judge. Why and how would God judge His perfect Son? He cannot. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we may become the righteousness of God in Him. Praise the Lord indeed for our substitute, Christ Jesus, our Passover Lamb. So what did we see? There is none like God, because God is faithful. And He showed us in the first 16 verses of chapter 13 that this faithful God is a powerful God. A powerful God. A God who is faithful and mighty to save. As we continue the narrative, we see another aspect of God's faithfulness. But that would be for next week. That's going to be for next week. Salamat sa pagsamay sa akin. And I pray that as I pour my heart out to all of you, that God is blessing your heart. If you're a believer, I pray that you would glory and boast in this salvation that we have. Only by grace alone, only by faith in Christ alone. Sa Kanya lamang. And if you're not a believer again, I pray that you would be given faith by God. I pray that you would cry out to Him. Only way to survive the angel of death. The only way to survive the wrath of God that is to come is if you have a substitute. Christ is that substitute. And I pray that those who have ears have truly listened to God's word, and those who have listened and those who have heard God's word would heed to the call to live out a grateful life unto this King, unto this perfect Lamb, unto this substitute. And Father, we thank you for teaching us tonight. I know we have covered just a little and have discussed a lot, but Lord, we cannot help, Lord, but marvel, Lord, at the glory of salvation, the ugliness of our own sin. Naiintindihan namin, Panginoon Diyos, karapat-dapat lamang po na tumanggap kami ng paghahatol sa inyo. Karapat-dapat lamang po kami ay parusahan. But we thank you, Lord, for choosing to glorify yourself by saving us. Because, Panginoon, it would be equally glorious for you if you would send all of us into damnation. Pero salamat po ng marami dahil po sa gawa ni Kristo, tapos na at sapat, ang sino man po nanampalataya sa Kanya ay tunay nga pong ganap sa inyong paningin. And more than that, Lord, we are now yours. We were bought with a price. We are now consecrated, set apart for you. May this be seen in us, Lord. May this truth be truly seen in us with how we live, Lord, na totoong kami inyo. Kami po ay mga anak ninyo. Lord, I thank you again for this brother, this sister who's listening right now, praying with me right now. I pray that you would bless the remaining hours of the night, and I pray that we would be given the grace to glorify you in whatever things that we say, think, or do. Bring us back next week, Lord, as we again marvel at your faithfulness. Marvel at your faithfulness. Seeing, Lord, that there is none like you. Maraming maraming salamat po muli sa inyong pagturo sa amin ngayong gabi. Sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Amen. Maraming salamat po muli sa pagsaming sa akin. And I pray that we would be together again next week. Again, meron po tayong communion this Sunday. Kindly be preparing the elements to have communion with your own respective families. Miss na miss na kayo, but I praise the Lord that we can have this time together. Bye everyone. God bless you.